The truth is, no Sea Alaska bill really exists right now because no member of Congress has introduced it yet this year. They will, but first, Senator Lisa Murkowski wants to hear more from Southeast Alaska, where the bill is controversial. Her spokesman on the Energy Committee, Robert Dillon.
Senator Murkowski's made a commitment to hold listening sessions with Southeast Alaska before moving the bill forward again. So I think there'll be an attempt to try to work out all the kinks in the bill before reintroduction.
Last summer, Murkowski revised the bill after hearing concerns from residents, environmentalists, and land users, such as guides, who don't like the power it gives Sea Alaska to select lands, different from the ones they now have access to. Murkowski's revisions reduced the acres of old-growth timber Sea Alaska would get. It also gave the corporation fewer future sites, which are plots where development like tourism or renewable energy production could take place.
Staff, I think, made a Herculean effort to get out to the communities during the winter and talk to as many people as possible and listen to the concerns of the constituents and the local residents and do everything they could to make changes and reach compromises in the bill to find acreage that was not objectionable. You're never going to make everyone happy, but I think that a lot of effort was extended and continues to be extended to find the best compromise possible.
Sea Alaska approves of the changes, but environmentalists still have problems. Brian McNitt in Sitka with the Alaska Conservation Foundation explains.
It certainly had improvements, but there were some major problems with the bill. They never really addressed the issues of the future sites that were near many of the communities that had real concerns about those, and also the areas that they would like to log, primarily on Prince Wales Island, are in some of the most valuable fish and wildlife habitat areas left on Prince Wales that still have old growth. And so we still have a lot of concerns about those.
Democratic Senator Mark Begich has been getting an earful about the bill from Alaskans. He's watching to see what Senator Murkowski crafts and doing his own listening in Southeast.
The Sea Alaska bill, as modified by Senator Murkowski, and still probably more tweaks is my bet, that, you know, I'll look at that. I'll more than likely be a co-sponsor, as I was this last 2 years. But we also have to be realistic. The larger picture of the Tongass.
Despite the massaging done and still being done to the Senate version, Congressman Don Young plans to reintroduce in the House the original version, the one that's caused the most controversy.
The reason behind that is the original bill was thought out. And I don't like to negotiate from a position halfway there and from that position again get negotiated into a position of really not attaining the goal. And I still say that Sea Alaska has an entitlement to that land.
Sea Alaska Vice President Rick Harris says the Murkowski compromise version has a better chance of gaining traction.
Congressman Young has some strong opinions, and we will talk to him about what we think the strengths and the weaknesses of the Murkowski bill will be. We will encourage him where we have gone through and worked out compromises or solutions to recognize those. But ultimately, it's a congressman's choice.
Congressman Young says as the head of a new subcommittee on Alaska Native and Native American issues, he'll be able to move the bill through the Natural Resources Committee. But a group of House members is against the bill, and 58 of them signed onto a letter last year stating their opposition. Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva is leading the effort. He says it's important for the government to fulfill its obligations to tribes, but not at the cost of national forests.
What Don Young wants is to go into the heart of old-growth, pristine, wilderness forest area. And I think that opens up many other threats to the forest. So that was our opposition.
Grijalva says the bill can probably pass the House now that it's in Republican hands. He does not expect it to become law, but he is bracing for a drawn-out battle.
And that's going to be the fight. I think it'll probably get out of the House, given the makeup and the demeanor and the tone of this new majority. It'll have a very tough row in the Senate getting through there. And then I think an interesting amount of pressure on the White House as to... The worst case scenario was to get through both chambers. Then it would be upon our president and that White House to veto that kind of legislation.
Senator Begich says he doubts that Young's unaltered bill can become law because it won't have the support of enough Democrats or the president.
I don't think the original can pass through both parties and survive a presidential review. So we have to be reasonable about this. The Tongass is a much bigger issue than just the Alaska. I mean, we got landless communities, we got veterans, we got mental health lands trusts. I mean, my hope would be that we'd have a longer, more comprehensive resolution to this. Otherwise, we're going to be battling Tongass issues for the next 20 years, and who's going to make these decisions? Not Congress, courts. That would be the last thing that, from Alaska perspective, we want our judges making decisions about Alaska land use. That would be the worst thing we can do.
Murkowski's website says she, too, wants to consider the bigger picture of the Tongass, but after the Sea Alaska Bill, which she says will set the stage for future panhandle legislation. As far as whether a Sea Alaska Bill could be included in a larger lands package, advocates say it's too early to tell, but that pairing up bills can help a local issue gain momentum. Opponents say they'll watch out to see that isn't done. Staffers say a bill is like a whale, traveling out of sight underwater, quietly moving along until it finally breaches the surface. Until the Sea Alaska Bill does, it's a matter of waiting and lobbying Congress to influence what will be in it. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.